Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Bill's Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Today is the first Sunday of Advent. Last year, our children learned about Advent on Wednesday evening. This year, we are revisiting the topic of Advent, and we decided to share it with you, the congregation. We're going to take a little break from our normal studies, which would be in 1 Samuel, and we're going to revisit the season of Advent. And if you've noticed, we have the wreath up here on the Lord's Supper table. It's circular, which represents eternal life, which has no beginning and no end. It's green, which represents new life. The candles each have a particular meaning, and the purple represents royalty. The pink candle represents God's love. And the center white candle is the Christ candle, which represents our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and His supreme sacrifice in coming to earth, taking on the form of man and dying for our sins. Amen. Now at this time, Nick will come, and he's going to light the prophecy candle. Now this time, Trey will read the reading for the first Sunday in Advent.
For unto us as a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In this scripture we find the message and meaning of Christmas. Isaiah the prophet gave five inspiring names of our Lord that encourage us, thrill us, and fill us with hope at this Christmas season.
And Riley will lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to earth and dying on the cross to save us from all sin. Thank you for the prophet Isaiah who told us of your coming, and thank you that we can have great hope as we look forward to the time you will come again and take us to be with you forever. Amen.
Way of announcement, let me just say, downstairs on the table, there's lots of stocking stuffers. I encourage you to pick those up. Those little parties that you're going to where you're asked to bring a $5 gift, you will not find a better $5 gift than a $7 jar, pint jar of homemade apple. When people feel that in a bag, they think it's a $25-$30 gift. So let me encourage you, $7, there's one quart left. So first, whoever gets that first, you can jump on that quart. But those pint jars really make great stocking stuffers. So help out the ladies there. And do the people in your family a very good favor by giving them some homemade apple butter. So $7. You get that $5 gift for $7. Does that sound like one of those people on TV? That's the way it works. You're saying before midnight tonight, you're still getting $7. We have announcements this week. Tuesday night, deacons will be meeting at 6:30. Also, Wednesday the 2nd, we'll also have Bible study at 7 o'clock. Next Sunday night, Singspiration. So dig out those Christmas carols, those songs that you sing, and come and bless our hearts with them as we celebrate and as we honor God with the talents that He's given us. Singspiration, next Sunday night at 6:30. And we have canceled missions next week. There's just a lot going on this month, so we've canceled missions for this month. We'll pick that right back up in January, so missions has been canceled for December. December the 8th, the Christian Care Center, the band will be leaving the church here at 8 a.m. That's Tuesday, December the 8th. Then on the 11th will be the Christmas party at Johnson City Daycare Center. Young couples, Christmas party, Friday, December the 11th. Then Young at Heart will be meeting on Thursday, December the 17th. So don't forget about that. Now, you had a pamphlet in your, had a whole bunch of stuff in your bulletin this morning, so let's turn your attention to that. Let me pick up this one here. Holiday open house, so December the 21st or January the 2nd. So you got two dates there, whichever date works best for you, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the home of the Newlands. Gary, raise your hand there. I'm not doing that again, man. We saw what happened that day. Just remember, it's a Newlands house. They live at 148 Rosewood Lane. You can also contact them by phone, so come stay as long as you like. They're open to the house, your friends, have some cookies and some other goodies. Also, you notice in your book, you've got a prayer guide on the week of missions, so there's a daily guide there. So as we kick off this Lottie Moon Christmas offering, each one of these bulbs represents $66. Our church goal is $4,000. Just don't forget about that. And the greatest thing we can do along with sending those dollars is every day we need to pray for those missionaries. Folks, there's people out there whose lives are literally on the line just by spreading the good name, the good news of Jesus Christ. And every time someone mentions Jesus, someone gets uncomfortable about it. There's someone that, for some reason, it's making them angry these days. There's people that actually want to do away with Christians. And we're told to stand strong. Fred's prayer is exactly that. We just need to stand strong. Lean on the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
In the bulletin, we have our Sunday school class party on the 17th at noon. And then the Young at Heart is at 11:30. How can we come here and eat and go kids more than as well?
Well, you got me there. We'll have to work that out. I don't know what class that is. We need to work that out, so I'm not sure.
So, that's a bigger class.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. Hopefully we'll get that conflict worked out before the 17th. So, glad you pointed that out to us. Any other announcements? Over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born. It was born for you and I, and everyone that's ever been born, so that we may come to know Him. The reason He came is because sinners need to come. We need to love Jesus Christ in our hearts. And that's a song we're going to sing this morning. Come, ye sinners, poor of need. Because that's who He died for. He died for all of us. When it says poor and needy, it's not talking about financial help. I think it's talking about our life without Christ. It's poor and needy. You can have the riches of the world and still be poor. As Joe Sturkey so comfortable would say. So I hope this morning, if you know Jesus Christ, if you don't, please remember why He came.
Thank you. us, he will embrace me in his arms. In his arms of my dear Savior, oh, there are 10,000 charms. Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If it tarries to your measure, you will never come at all. I will rise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms. In the arms of my dear Savior, oh, there are 10,000 charms. Let not conscience make you linger, nor a fitness fondly dream. Oh, the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. I will rise and go to Jesus. He will embrace me in his arms. In the arms of my dear Savior, oh, there are 10,000 charms.
Amen. 2,000 years ago, wise men, they arose and went to sleep for Jesus. No doubt they were sinners too. Let's stand and sing. Page 93 in your hymn book, It Came Upon the Midnight Fleet. See the first and last verse. Children that had medical conditions that really put their children at risk because in Botswana, Africa, there's not a Wellmont or a Johnson City Medical Center just 15 minutes down the road. It may be 4 hours away. So pray for those people. Pray for their family. Pray that God will just richly bless their lives during this season and all throughout the year. Brother Glenn, will you just not forget to pray for us?
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we come to be with them, reward them for the service of your kingdom. this offering, pray that you'll bless it. That it's not worthy to take him off. Let the Christ, the precious name of Christ.
Yeah. Two verses, 18 and 19, Psalm chapter 72. Speaking today on the subject, simply out of this world. Simply out of this world. Notice the scripture says, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. I want you to remember that. Who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. I want us to see about the seven wonders that we read about in the Holy Scripture. Simply how this works. Wondrous, wondrous things. All that he does is wonderful, isn't it? Ordinary, unusual, extraordinary, simply out of this world. You know, a young person, they have a way of expressing themselves. Maybe a girl meets a boy, and afterwards she'll say, he's simply out of this world. Heard that happen. Maybe they go to a party, and they say, oh, we had such a wonderful time. It was just simply out of this world. Or maybe they just go to a restaurant for the first time, new restaurant. They say it was heaven, it was divine, it was just simply out of this world. Well, I'm sure that we'd have to agree this morning that all that our Lord does is just simply out of this world. And look at the seven wondrous things that God does today with me, if you will. Number one, we see the wonder of God's creation. It's simply out of this world. The wonder of God's creation. He created all things, didn't he? All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. And Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we understand that all things were created by the word of the Lord. The most sublime sentence in the Old Testament is this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And so all things were made by him. Everything that we see bears a stamp made by God. He made the life. He made the land, the sea, the trees, the grass, the earth, sun, moon, stars, animal life. And of course, he made man. He made you and I. That's God's supreme creation. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, it is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. And the psalmist said in Psalm 139 verse 14, he said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, I believe. You know, the psalmist just looked at his hands, maybe he looked at himself and he said, I'm fearful and wonderfully made. That's our God. What a creator that he is.
Amen.
And the Bible says he wants us to enjoy his creation. He has made all things freely for us to enjoy. We have the wonder of God's creation. God, the great creator, God. And then, secondly, the wonder of God's love. It's simply out of this world. The wonder of God's love. What a wonder God's love is. Oh, the wonder of it all. The wonder of it all. Just to know that God loves me. Romans 5:8 says that he made us, and that he created us. And Romans 5:8, can I get that?
There you go.
But God commended, God demonstrated, God showed, God proved his love. God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a love. The love of God is great. You know, sermons have been preached on it. Songs written about it. But who can comprehend the length, the breadth, the height, the depth of his love? Greater love hath no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friend. The one of God's love is simply out of this world. He loves me. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but the greatest of these is that God loves me. And then the wonder of God's salvation is out of this world. There's nothing like it. It's out of this world. There's never been a plan like the plan of salvation.
Yeah.
If you have salvation, you have everything. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Before light is diffused, before the morning stars sing together, God's plan, purpose, and execute the plan of salvation. What a wonderful plan it was. It took America to hang the stars in place. It took America to put the world in place. But when he saved my soul, cleansed and made me whole, it took a miracle of love and grace.
Amen.
Amen? The wonder of salvation is simply out of this world. And then the wonder of God's Holy Spirit is simply out of this world. It's Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? It's God. God in the human heart. God's representative on this earth is the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. You couldn't have come to Christ. I couldn't have come to Christ. Amen. Except the Holy Spirit convicted us and came to us, pointed us to Jesus Christ. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity. Where is he today? Of course, he's living in you. He's living in me, those who are Christians. What does he do? He comforts us. Aren't you thankful for that? We need him most. He's there. That blessed Holy Spirit that abides and dwells and lives inside of us. When we need God's comfort, when we need his strength, he's there just to reach out to us, the Holy Spirit. When we're weak, he guides us along life's pathway. Isn't it good to know that today? Thank God. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The wonder of the Holy Spirit is simply out of this world. And then the wonder of God's Word. It's simply out of this world. What a book that we have. 66 glorious books written by over 40 men over a period of 1,500 years. And yet, there's no contradiction to this word. It's still the same. It changes not. It's God's love letter to you and I. Don't you like to get a love letter? Well, we got it right here. God says, I love you, and I want you to know it. It's about Jesus. It's a powerful book. It's a powerful book. It changes life. The wonder of God's love. And it's always active. There's no mistakes in this book. No, not one. And then the way God answers prayer is simply out of this world. Aren't you thankful that he does answer prayer? He answers all prayer. Sometimes he answers it just in a definite way, just a dramatic way, just like when Simon Peter sank
you know, when he was walking on the water, and he took his eyes off Jesus, and he began to sink, and he put out his hand, and he said, "Lord, save me." And immediately that prayer was answered.
Amen.
Jesus reached out and picked him up. Sometimes that's the way our prayers are. They just answered so quick, it just almost scares you. Sometimes he answers in that way. But sometimes he delays. He delays his answer. He answers all prayers, but sometimes it's wait a while. Just like in the case of Lazarus, you remember when Lazarus died, you recall how he deliberately delayed. He purposely postponed going to Lazarus there. And sometimes God's answer is that way. And that's an answer too, when he delays his answer. Haven't you waited on answers to prayer? And you wonder, "Lord, why don't you hear me? Don't you understand what I'm going through?" But he's still there. And sometimes he answers, wait. And that's an answer too. Sometimes he answers, you know, and he denies. His answer is no. Like in the case of Paul, the apostle. You remember how he prayed three times for God to remove the thorn that was in his flesh. Some kind of physical infirmity, we suppose. But God said, "No, Paul, is better that you have that thorn in the flesh." Because Paul, he later on said, "God's power is made demonstrated in me." And God's answer was, it was denied to the Apostle Paul. Well, aren't you glad that God always knows best for us? He understands and he cares. He knows best. So sometimes his answer is yes. Sometimes his answer is no. Sometimes it's wait upon. But then sometimes his answer is given, you know, in a different way from what I ask. And I've lived long enough and walked with the Lord long enough to know that I'm glad that God hasn't answered all the prayers that I've prayed. Because he knows best. And so sometimes prayers are delayed. And sometimes they're answered differently than what we ask. I'm glad that he didn't answer every prayer that I prayed the way I prayed. But God knows what he's doing. The wonder of answered prayer is simply out of this world. And then the wonder, thank God, of our heavenly home is simply out of this world.
Amen.
I've got a better place to go. I've got a home in heaven, haven't you? If you have a relationship with the Lord, you do. That place of perfect beauty, perfect rest, perfect service, where sin and sorrow can never be known. A perfect home, a place where Jesus is. That's the best part of it all, is because Jesus will be there. And don't you want to see him? Look upon his face. Thank you for his saving grace, for what he did for us. A heavenly home is simply out of this world. One day we're going to see Jesus face to face with Christ our Savior. It's all because of what he's done. He went away to prepare a place for us. And the question is, are we prepared to meet him? Have we had that relationship? Had a call on Friday night from a man. He was an assisted living in Fulton, Maryland. He'd been surfing the TV and he saw this Billy Graham program. And he called and talked to him there and said, "Do you want to be saved? That's your desire." That's why you call. 60% of the calls we get will be somebody, you know, that wants to be saved. You can just answer the phone rings, and you pick it up and say, "Phil Graham Telephone TV Ministry. My name's Kent. Did you call to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?" And that old gentleman, Ron, 72 years old, said yes. So we had a prayer together. I said, "Would you care to repeat after me a prayer? You really mean this?" He said, "No, I wouldn't."
And I said, just say, dear God. He said, dear God, I've done wrong. I've done wrong. And I've sinned. I've sinned. And I need your forgiveness. And you died for me on the cross. You died for me on the cross. And promised to save me if I'd only trust you. I do trust you, Jesus. I mean it, Lord. Come into my life. Forgive my sins, but save my soul so I can live with you in heaven someday. That old man was gloriously suffering. Boy, I tell you, he's ready for heaven. He's fit up and ready to go. He's packed up and ready. So praise the Lord. He still saves people. I don't know how many total we had saved the other night, but it's wonderful to see people saved or talk to people like that, have them to give their heart to Jesus, prepared to go to that place. There's just one way that you're going to reach heaven, and that's through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I'll never get sight of the gates of light of the way of the cross that I need. You may go to heaven without as well. You can go to heaven without hell. You may go without learning, without earning, or without fame or a great name. You may go to heaven without influence, but I tell you, we can never go to heaven without Jesus.
Amen.
Without the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. The psalmist said, glorious thing, wondrous thing, God only doeth wondrous, wondrous thing. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Thank God. It's simply out of this world. Just to know Jesus. Live for him. That's what matters. That's what counts. That's what is going to be what's count through the ceaseless ages, eons of eternity out there. What we've done with Jesus here. Now, I don't know your heart. I don't know how your relationship is with the Lord and what you've done with Jesus. But if you don't know him today, you can't. You best know him because he's here. He's here every service. Sometimes people say, oh, he was here today. Well, yes, he is here. He's here every time. Every Sunday. Every Lord's Day. Because he said it. For two or three are gathered together in my name there, he'll be in the midst. There's a sense in which he meets with us when we corporately worship the Lord. And thank God he's here today. He's here for anyone that needs him. You're a Christian. Here today, and you have needs. Aren't you glad that he knows our needs before we ever ask? Somebody asked about healing in the Sunday school lesson. Thank God he heals today. Thank God he touches bodies. He touches. He's able to do great things. I believe in divine healing. Back to all the healing we have is divine healing. It's God. He's the great physician. Thank God for doctors, hospital workers, people that help in the healing of the sick. But behind it all is the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. Thank God. And he doesn't heal all people for some reason. He chooses not to heal. A lady in our group, she's in a wheelchair. And to show you how God works, how God moves, you know, situations like this where people have prayed. Lady Jackie Higgins in a wheelchair. And she answers the telephone over there. And she was talking to a lady. The phone rang. She picked it up. And the lady on the other end of the phone said, I'm just a red-headed old woman here in a wheelchair. But you know what Jackie Higgins said? She said, you're talking to an old red-headed lady in a wheelchair. They had a rapport and had an identity. And that lady got saved over the telephone.
Amen.
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 Aren't you glad God knows what he's doing?
Amen.
He works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. He paints his feet upon the sea and rides through the storm. He's, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's here today. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. If you need salvation, if you need healing, if you need a touch to that, whatever it is that you need, thank God for this special season, this time of the year when we
sing these beautiful songs, these hymns of Zion. Thank God. Thank God. This thing is real. This thing is not a fairy tale. It's not a fable. It's real. Jesus is real. The Holy Spirit is real. God is real. His word is true. Thank God we're on the winning side. And I'm glad one day we'll be together. Isn't that going to be a homecoming? Isn't that going to be glorious? Lord, just to know that we have a wonderful future ahead of us. Amen. 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 I feel the presence of the Lord today. I thank Jesus is pleased today with your being here. And thank God we're here for a purpose. We'll never meet again just like this. Never just like it is here. That's why every service is special. It's special. Every time we meet, it's a good thing to be here. Oh, aren't you so glad to be in church? Some people have not afforded this privilege. A lot of people can't be here today. They'd like to be. The Harris family, they'd like to be here. They're faithful. Thank God for faithful people like we've got here at the church. Jamie Newman, Madeline family, they're not here today. They'd love to be here. People like this. Thank God. Thank God. They will. We're claiming. How many claim they're here? Claim. Praise God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just pray you touch these dear ones in the hospital today, God. Oh, please. Please, God. Thank you that you're in control. You're in charge. You're on the throne today. You haven't moved one bit. And I pray for Jamie. Lord, she's having great difficulty breathing. Just one person to a room. And God, she's really needing your touch this morning. Oh, Lord, heal our people. Help our people, God. Lord, help the Harris family today. God, help Cindy. Lord, what a blessing this family is to us. Raising these little girls. God, they've got a lot on their plate. But God, I know you can help them. And Larry said, last night, he said, we'll not get our reward here on this earth. I don't think it'll have to be later. But God, thank you there's a time, God, that you're going to set things right. You're going to make it right. God, we just thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. As we prepare an invitation to him here now, I pray and we pray together, God, that you'll just give the Lord an honor and praise of all that's said and done. This service. God, if there's people here that need a church home, Lord, we lovingly invite them to come. God, if there's somebody here today that just needs to come and pray, we've got so much to pray for. We just thank you for this Advent service Sunday. Thank you, God, for death, burial, life of the Lord Jesus Christ, for his birth. Thank you for it, Jesus. In your wonderful name we pray. All the people say, amen. Amen. Let's stand together and sing. The invitation to him. I'll be down here at the front. Bring that need to Jesus. Bring that hurt. Bring that burden, that problem, whatever it is. Just bring it to Jesus. That's what we hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's just simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul. so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again visit us on the website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.